first meeting of the Portfolio Committee on communications anymore. Science and technology. I take it that honorable members have had time to... No, that's fine. There's democracy in action. We've seen it before. We've been around for almost 100 years now. Coincidentally, you know, we're running short of a quorum. That's why you see me, like, taking my time.
Yeah.
There are two comrades who are still coming. Yeah, the other one said he'll be here 10:30. So what I want us to do, I don't want us to waste the time, is just to, we're in the process, also welcome the department and the team that is here and the parliamentary law advisor here, and say that we want to do, you have to take us through the amendments. I'm sure you've seen the amendments. There are only three amendments. They call them cosmetic amendments, which might be cosmetic. I don't want to contest that notion. And then on our side, I also wanted us to adopt the amendments and the report. If we can't adopt all of them, at least just to adopt the minutes and leave the reports for the next meeting. How about that? It's okay with this. Yeah. When we adopt the minutes for this one and the reports, I don't think they go through. Members, is that in order? That we do it like that? Okay. Who's going to leave the team? Nathimad.
Thank you. We're honored to be here today to share with the committee the cosmetic amendments, as the chair have alluded. And we hope that we'll be able to provide clarity on why these amendments were proposed by the NCOP. And without further ado, let me hand over to Mr. Sibanda, who will take us through this process.
Sorry, exactly what are we dealing with? The Sandy paper.
The amendment.
As you say, what is it saying?
There's a memorandum.
There's a memorandum here that deals. Okay, let me just take it. That the Sibanda just told for a second. On the IRP bill, okay, the IRP bill, that's what we're dealing with now, the one that we passed last session, was then referred to the NCOP for concurrence. The NCOP concurred. Safe to say that there were issues that we have overlooked, and that's what they prefer to call cosmetic amendments, that we've overlooked that needs to be corrected. One is just really, really grammatical. The other one, I think, let me not preempt what Dade Sibanda will say. That's basically what we're doing, just to correct that aspect and get the thing behind us. So it's really considering the amendments from the NCOP on the IRP bill. I'm just shortening it because it's a long story. Okay?
Yeah.
Are we together now?
Yeah.
Good. There is one.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Dan. The department briefed the NCOP in two separate briefings. One was on the 19th of August, the second one was on the 3rd of September. The first briefing, the NCOP could not deliberate on the bill because it had not been formally referred to them. But the briefing on the 3rd, it had been formally referred to them. During that particular briefing, it emerged that there were certain things that might have been overlooked. I'll start off with Section 10 of the bill. If one read Section 10 in its original form, it somehow created ambiguity and left, there was a bit of lack of clarity. And the amendments that, in essence, have been proposed in terms of Section 10, there's two of them. The one on page 6, line 31, is purely a clerical error that was introduced during the drafting, because right does not have a precedent, and therefore it would have been very difficult in terms of interpreting the bill. And therefore the amendment is to take the S from right and put the S on at the end of expire. So that explains that particular amendment. The other amendment in that particular section is just the line before that, which is for as long as revenues are derived from such intellectual property. It became quite clear that the Section 10 is quite clear that there is a right to obtain benefit sharing from revenues generated. So if there is no revenues being generated, therefore, you know, that right, if the revenues being if that intellectual property will not generate new revenues, that particular right in essence expires, and therefore the inclusion of that phrase "for as long as revenues are derived from such intellectual property" was a bit incestuous. So the suggestion to remove that particular phrase. We submit that the Section 10 is amended. An extract of that is provided in page 2 of the memorandum. It is much clearer. The substance of the section is not altered. In essence, what has happened is that it reads better. There's more clarity to Section 10, and we believe that it would be to make the bill a better bill that all of us can be proud of when looking back. Now, moving to Section 4, during the deliberations, it also emerged that Section 4 refers to a choice, and that particular choice, it originally says that it will be determined in accordance with guidelines published by NIPMO. And the basis for NIPMO establishing those guidelines was not clear, and hence the proposed amendment to say in accordance with the regulations, and therefore the regulations will provide the basis for NIPMO to develop any guidelines. And again, we submit that that particular proposed amendment does not alter the substance of the bill or the section. If anything, it strengthens the bill and provides the proper basis for NIPMO being an agent to then be able to provide guidelines moving forward. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. So it will read now that make the choice in accordance with the regulations and any guidelines published. Is that the essence now?
Yes, that's correct, Chair.
Members, I hope we're together.
I'm with you.
All right. Let's start from page 4. That line 3. Let's engage that one first. I think that this band, I was just wanted to confuse us by starting at the back. Going. So let's confuse him now by starting. is that one clear? It looks very simple and straightforward to me. All right, we're not going to vote now until we have a quorum. I just wanted to ensure that we now in principle agree.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go to page 6 then, section 10. Thanks. That is long. There are two amendments there. The last amendment is just a correction. Or just, now, Ntabisi Banda tells us that this for as long as revenues are derived from such intellectual property is incestuous, you know. He's just using that word as well to confuse us. Tell us more, Dr. Sibanda. What does it mean in your own understanding?
Chair, in essence, the understanding is that that phrase does not add anything. And deleting it just makes the particular section of the bill much clearer. And so from an interpretation point of view, it will be much easier to interpret it in its amended form than in its previous form.
Does that suppose that it doesn't add anything? Does it take away anything?
No, it does not take anything today.
Okay. All right. Sis, what do you want to
Thank you, Chair. I do agree, Chair, that it's redundant because if you look a bit earlier, it does say that it's granted rights to a portion of revenue accrued. So that repeats that what it said already in line two. So I do agree with the department that it's redundant, Chair.
Okay. Redundant, incestuous, what else? Anybody else?
Unnecessary.
It's been killed now.
I was trying to get a term that's a bit easier than the one used by.
Okay. Members, you'll be asked in the House, why do you remove the thing because you've put it there? You must be able to say tautology, incestuous, redundant, and so on and so on and so on. Okay. No, I think that's in order. I wanted us to just get one more member, and then we can vote on it and go home. But before we do that, members, we'll come back to this one. We've given you a batch of mandates and reports. Let's go through them. Yes, we've got the mandates of the 4th of the, or the 3rd of the 6th of May, the 3rd of June, the 4th of June, the 10th of June, the 17th of June, the 24th of June, the 29th of July, August 5, August 12, and reports of May and July. I don't see any confidence here. You can show it, eh? All right. I won't push by luck. If members are not sure that they've gone through it, can I just do the following? Let's start the one on the 6th of May. It's really factual. Everything looks okay, except for one or two grammatical errors that I'll raise with Tembi here. Small matters, really. Not anything substantive. Okay? On that one, basically the committee were briefed, and on the other sentence, it would be advantageous, or it would be an advantage on that page two. Yeah, advantageous. That one, I think. All right. Yeah, okay, this is factual. And then if you go to the next one, which is the 3rd of June, also just, I think they have used a lot of shorthand there. On page 3, if you look into B, the last sentence needs to be rephrased. And also on number 3, about the UWCA, we just need to correct there for it to make sense. Mr. Gottschalk pointed out that the political study department at the UCT had decades looked had for decades looked, whatever, something like that. We'll just correct that one. And on the 4th of June, the 4th of June, the last page is incomplete to the last sentence, where you say that the committee agreed that this is a political discussion, and we're talking about CENTEC and ICASA that need to be taken up at another level, as ICASA is entrusted with all frequencies. Okay? It should be frequency allocation responsibility or something like that. Okay? I'm just pointing out some of the small matters that I have seen. And are we still on page 5? No, I'm going to the next minutes of the 10th of June.
I'm still on 30. Okay.
Sorry?
I'm still on another 30.
But raise it anyway.
3rd of June. Last page.
3rd of June.
Yes.
Okay.
Last page.
Yeah.
B.
Yeah.
Second sentence.
Yeah.
The agency, why apostrophe S? One of my favorite grammatical problems is the misuse of the apostrophe S. Agency, that's agency, why?
Are we talking D or B?
D.
The committee raised, is it the 3rd of June or the 4th of June?
Third of June,
yeah.
Page 5, yes. D, second sentence in D,
okay.
This is important as it will impact on the agency, that's possessive, not show possession. So what it should be is agency, A-G-E-N-C-Y,
sir.
Is
it
similar? On the 3rd of June, the last page.
On the 3rd of June, you got 3rd of June?
Yes.
You've got the last page 5.
Yeah.
On page 5.
Yeah.
There is D, and you've got D.
Which is the committee? Oh, the D, the other D.
I'm very sorry.
There are two D's.
The first D, the second D. That agency needs to show possession. You do this by using the apostrophe S.
Okay.
First T, the second thing, this is important as it will impact on the agencies.
Oh.
You're not using the plural, you're showing singular possession. You do that by apostrophe S.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Say I raise it, but it is something that I apply to the SABC and the media all the time, is the abuse of that apostrophe S.
Yes. Good, good. They can't find it on the computer. All right, it's a good excuse. And whilst on the same page, the top sentence, the number one, I, whether agency will coordinate and implement all space-related programs, as there is reference made or whatever, that is redundant. Hey, all these linguistic gymnastics come from the Department of Science and Technology, man. Okay. And then let's go back to June the 10th. I'm jumping the June the 4th. I've not missed anything else. I'm on the 10th of June. And here I go to page 3. There is a sentence that is standalone, which is right on top of E. Okay? Which says, and there is, yeah, there's only E there. It is for those reasons that many countries establish space. Space one. Suppose the space agency. This time with no apostrophe S. Okay. And if you go to H, the last sentence of H, this would be done in an effort to appease Sentex concern. Okay. I prefer address rather than appease. Appease is like something else. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you take...
Also there.
Yeah.
Sentex concern, not concern.
Oh, concern. Yeah. The next, yeah. Okay. And then on to A. I think there's something negatively impacted. Let me just see what I was saying there. The committee further pointed out that it was not happy with the transitional provisions and requested the DST to consult with CENTEC and work on rewording the section in such a way that CENTEC is not negatively impacted upon or affected, whatever. Those are the,
mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Above there, in H,
yep.
Is my friend again. I read the last sentence in H.
Yes.
That is the abuse of the pot tree must come out. I see a pot tree S means it is.
Yeah.
It does not mean what it is required to mean. So that comes out.
Where it says manner in which it provides. Oh, the apostrophe is abused. Ah, yes. You just take out the apostrophe. yeah.
I have to look at the apostrophe.
You pick your target then. You target anything. You target anything.
Page 4?
On the same minute, page 4?
Page 12, because that's like, and these minutes are very good, by the way. They're very good. They're honestly very, very good. But I want to congratulate you. Three at the very top.
Yeah.
The correct use of the possibly is. And then, sorry, 4, licensee information on the amount of money that has, not has.
Where's that, sorry, 4?
Licensee, that information on the amount of money that has been paid.
Okay. All right. Let's take the June 17. I don't have anything there. I don't list members have got anything. Any apostrophe that is abused or neglected? Just for the record, say that the third sentence on page 2, which starts with South Africa, therefore, falls within the cluster. That therefore is the 6RE. The F6RE is supposed to be therefore. Okay. You know, if we're doing something more, if we had another member here to vote, we would just say that we adopt the minutes with corrections. All right, the 24th of June. I don't know if there's anything there from members, but from my side, let's check what I have here. On 4B, the second sentence of the project, is labor intensive and will therefore assist their worst of South Africa, while there's something missing there. Maybe the country, whatever. The 24th of June, on page 4 and point 4b, the second sentence, there is something missing there. I don't know what it is. It sounds more like a country that is missing there. All right. And the 29th of July, page 4, 29th of July, page 4, the last paragraph, I think we need to just find some rephrasing. My reading of that was that about the ordinary person on the street would benefit and so on and so on. I don't know what I'm saying, but I just said rephrasing. Is there such an English word as capacitate? Or is it a creation of the ANC? Capacitate. Icon. Where did you see it? Sorry? I'm sure my learned friend is English speaking.
Yeah,
sir, is there such a word as capacitate?
I don't know.
You don't know such a word, ne? My English teacher told me long ago that you build capacity, you don't capacitate. You build capacity.
Once it's established, what then? Once you did establish the capacity, what do you call it?
What do you call it?
It's capacity then.
You have capacity.
Capacitated.
Welcome,
honorable member. New member of Science and Technology, replacing the deputy speaker for today. All right. No, I would leave that to your conscience to deal with. Members, I want to go back to the IRP bill and put the amendments to you for adoption. Sister, we've received amendments from the NCOP. They are very technical, small amendments. One is on page 4 of the bill that really deal with inserting regulation and any on A. Can I get a mover and a seconder for that amendment? Moved by the WOP, seconded by Bawanol Nevelhor. Thank you very much. On page 6, section 10, can I move for the deletion of the sentence for as long as revenues are derived from such intellectual property, to omit that? Can I get a mover for that one?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much. And a seconder? Thank you very much. And then the next one for that correction, to replace the S from right, remove it and put it into expire. It should be right expires. Moved by Mr. Blanchet, seconded by seconder Mr. Ensley. Thank you very much. Okay. We're done with that with those amendments, and we just come to the report. The report itself. The report says the Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology Intellectual Property Rights Bill from Publicly Financed Research and Development, dated 24th of October 2008. The Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology, having considered the intellectual property rights from publicly financed research and development and the amendments proposed by the NCOP, and the committee reports on the 1st of September referred to the committee to report the bill with amendments. Can I get a mover? That is loud move, second under the NC. So I sign. After signing, I put the date of today, which is the 24th of the 10th, 2008. 2008, and this matter is disposed of and closed. Thank you very much. You can go. thank you. Thanks to the department as well. I'm not going to adopt the money. Let's correct. Okay. Can I just check into the last bunch of bullets, the last two patches?
Can we be extra?
No, not yet. Oh. Not yet. You're supposed to be until 1 o'clock. Yeah, they've got to lunch in a restaurant as well, yeah, so they can't go. Okay. No, I think you may be excused. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you, sir. But this capacitated story we have to resolve when you come back, eh? We're coming back on the 18th. On the 18th, you go and do research for us. That is one. And that but then, research on the 18th, we want feedback. Thank you. Yeah, okay. All right. Let's have a hand. Okay. Honorable members, let's just check if on the minutes of the 24th of June, there is anything else. If there's nothing, there is the 29th of July. Okay, the capacitated story. And then I try and build capacity and capacity into the system. Ne? Right, what the chair said. Okay. Build capacity into the system, yeah. This capacitated story, man. And then on this last but one paragraph, general, must have an L at the end. Okay? Last but one. General has got an L at the end. And I don't know, the committee recommended that the department have somebody. Mr. Elvin? Yeah.
Where are you?
Just check the last page 6. And that's the first sentence there. There's something that doesn't make sense to me.
Have.
Have, right? Mm. What does we say? Appoint somebody.
Yes,
I think it's better. Yeah, I think it's better than yes. The minutes of the first. Okay. Okay.
So 5 minutes back three.
Page 3.
Under 1.6.
Yes.
The first sentence, there's something wrong there. The department reported that the aim of the bill are to ensure agency function.
Ensure that the agency functions.
That is, yeah, something wrong there. And then you haven't closed the bracket. Open the bracket before IE, then you can close that bracket, probably after arrangement.
Yeah.
And full stop.
Okay, which is all right. Anything else, sir?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to the 1st of August. The 1st of August, page 2, that is the third paragraph, the second sentence, that starts with the stakeholder summary report, which tracks the number of, I don't know whether there's a new creation or it's a new word, but I suppose it's supposed to be interactions or whatever, iterations, what is it? Are we together?
Utterances.
Can't be utterances in... In a bubble. The stakeholder summary report, which tracks the number of interactions or something like that. Let's just find the right word. That one is doesn't the new creation there that All right.
On page 2, 5, 6, and 5, 1, C.
Page 2. Yeah.
For such longer period as may be prescribed. That is prescribed.
Yeah, prescribed. Okay. Thank you very much. The 12th of August looked very straightforward. Nothing to write home there. Members, I'm going to leave the reports, the two reports to you to go through. There is a report of the 30th of May relating to the business strategies of the Department of Science and Technology, and the report that dated the 30th of July relating to the public hearings that we had with the NCOP. I want you to go and go through those matters. We're meeting again on the 18th of November, and subject to approval, there's an amendment to this, but they will approve it, and then we'll adopt all these minutes as would be corrected, and the report. If there's anything that you pick up, members, you can talk directly to Becky, that's like to go to Tembi, yeah? Or you can raise it with my office or put something in my pigeonhole, then you can deal with that. But we're not going to do this exercise when we meet again on the 18th, we're just going to adopt the minutes. This meeting is adjourned. Enjoy your research. Thank you very much.
Very nice.